about?
At TCK, we are about the Great Commission.
What do we do?
We manifest Christ in our everyday lives.
And how is that?
We preach and teach the unconditional love and grace of God.
Oh.
To the nations of the world.
And therefore?
Leading people into an intimate relationship with God.
That's purpose.
Praise the Lord.
Calma aí, Bazibui.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oi, vale isso.
Yes, I believe you have your Bibles with you.
Zikiriza nti na Bible yo amuna.
And your notebooks.
Ne katabo kuandika.
Okay, let's go in the word of the Lord.
Katugene mu chigambo cha Katonda.
We are still talking about loyalty.
Tuchayogera ku wesimbo bo kuwayo bo
wesigwa. What it means to be loyal.
Chitegeza cho kubera omwesigwa bo mwesimbo.
So God requires that we be loyal to Him.
Katonda ayagala nyo tubenga tuwewayo jihadi.
And when we become loyal, we see or receive desired results
in life. There
is no woman,
teri mukazi,
there is no man,
teri musajja,
that has ever given their lives fully to God.
Yali awaddeyo obulamu mu bulamba la Amerika Katonda.
Their lives fully to the work of God. With all their hearts. With all their minds. Yes, with all their strength. And did not see results in this life. There is nothing like that. Every person, no matter the size, no matter the background, no matter the circumstances, if anyone is planted in God, established in the work of God, they will see results in this life. They will be happy. Yeah, they will be happy. No one regrets serving God. The Bible says serving the Lord is not in vain. Yes. Jesus said,
yes,
a worker in the kingdom is worthy of his reward. Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's go to John chapter 12.
Verse
24. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit. It will bring forth much fruit. If anyone is planted in God, fully in the work of God, if anyone keeps the testimony of God and keeps the work that is appointed, you see, if anyone keeps the testimony of God and keeps the work that is appointed, if anyone dies to self, oh yes, you need to die to yourself. Die to self. Die to self. Become a seed and be planted. Because if you don't do that, the Bible says you will abide alone. No fruit. No results. So loyalty, commitment will bring results. Will bring fruit in one's life. Fruit in one's life. Oh yes. It says, but if it die, it brings forth much fruit. If anyone dies to self, yeah, And Jesus becomes the center.
Yesu nafuka enkulungo wensibuko.
The testimony of Jesus becomes the center of your life.
Obujulizi bwa mukama wafe nebufuka enkulungo yobulamu bwo.
You don't serve God for what you're getting out.
Nota weleza katondo olwekyo kyofunamu.
Yes. You are not looking for anything.
Ngatono nya chintu chachonna.
And you serve God fully.
No weleza katonda mubuju.
You will have much fruit.
Ojja kubala ebibala bingi.
Jesus said,
Yesu agamba,
seek first his kingdom.
Munonye okusoko bwa kabaka.
First.
Okusokera ddala.
First.
Okusokera ddala.
Seek first his kingdom.
Munonye obwa kabaka bwo kusoka.
Yes. It should be the first thing you seek.
Chiteekwa kubanga chintu ekisokera ddala kyononye.
The kingdom.
Obwa kabaka.
And his righteousness.
N'obutuukirivu bwe.
First priority.
Biye bisokera ddala.
So we should not come in the work of God
for
what we get out.
No, that's
not what we want.
We
want God.
Twagala Katonda.
That's the DNA of our family. That's why I'm teaching these things. Because we must build our family a certain way. Yes. That's why you need to be loyal to this family, a permanent member of this church. Planted in this church. We don't come in and go out. When we come in, we stay and become established. That's why I'm teaching. So that you are planted in the Lord. In the work of God. Yes. Yeah. So that you are established in the work. So we seek his kingdom and his righteousness first. And all these other things come chasing us. So we don't come in the work of God chasing things. No. We come to serve. We are loyal to this man. We are loyal to God. Loyal to the work. Loyal to the ministry. And then in the process, the order of the Spirit is that when you become loyal to God, things come after you. Oh yes, we don't go after things. Don't offend the law of the Spirit by chasing things. Praise the Lord. The Bible says,
Bible gamba,
he that loves his life shall lose it.
Oyo ayagala obulamu bwe alibufiirwa.
And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
N'oyo akyawa obulamu bwe mu nsi muno alibukuuma okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
See, this is amazing.
Kino kyewuunyisa.
Whoa. So if you give your life to God, you keep.
Kati bw'owaayo obulamu bwe eri Katonda obukuuma.
Whatever we keep away from God,
kyonna kye tukuumira wala ne Mukama waffe,
we lose.
Tukifiirwa.
So if you keep your life away from God, you lose your life.
Kati bw'okuumira obulamu bw'owaala ne Katonda obufiirwa.
But if you give your life to God and serve,
ne bw'owaayo obulamu bwe eri Katonda n'oweereza,
when you get committed,
bw'owaayo,
you keep your life. You increase your life in God. So we can't keep anything away from God. Whatever we keep away from God, we lose. Whatever we give to God, we increase, we keep and increase.
It
says, if any man serve
me,
let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Yes.
Oh my God. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. If any man serve me, If any man is loyal to me,
omuntu yenna bwabeera mwesimbu gyendi.
If any man is committed to me,
omuntu yenna bweyeewaayo gyendi.
Let him follow.
Leka agoberere.
Following
okugoberera
is a sign of loyalty.
Kabonero ka kwewaayo.
People that are not loyal, they don't follow. Or they can follow for some time and drop off.
Abantu abatali besimbu tebagoberera, baso goberera mu akaseera ne babivaako.
So Jesus says, if you are with me,
kati Yesu agabobera nange,
if you are my servant,
bobera muereza wange,
you are loyal to me,
ngoli mwesigwa jendi,
committed to me,
nga wewaddeyo jendi,
then follow,
nolocho ngoberera,
come after me,
jango ngoberera.
And he says, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. You cannot be anywhere else. Your heart cannot be anywhere else. Yes. You cannot separate your purpose in this life. You cannot separate the work of God from your daily life. Even as you go to school, you are serving the Lord. You know that place where you go to work, God has given you access using your job to expand his kingdom.
Katonda kuwadde obusobozo okugaziya obwakabaka okukozesa omulimu.
That's why you have that job.
Yensonga lwaki olina omulimu ogwo.
The reason you are employed.
Yensonga lwaki olina omulimu.
In that company.
Mu kampuni eyo.
Is to expand the kingdom.
Kwe kugaziya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Where he is, you must be.
Wonna wali nawe oteekwa okubeera.
In other words, your mind.
Mu ngeri endala endowooza
yo. Should be where Jesus is.
Eteekwa okubeerawo Yesu wali.
Yes. That's what he said. If you are loyal to me, if any man is loyal to me, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. We cannot be anywhere else. If any man serve me,
him
will my Father honor. Honor is for loyal people. Honor is for loyal people. Yes. Disloyalty doesn't bring honor. What brings honor is loyalty. Yes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. A life that is fully committed to God will be profitable in the kingdom. Yes. Where loyalty is, profit will be. Where loyalty is, honor will be. Thank you, Jesus. A person that has not died to self and totally committed and yielded to God will stay fruitless and purposeless. Yes. The Bible says in John 15, Jesus said, verse 4. Verse 4 and verse 5. Abide in me and I in you. He says, abide in me. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, No more can ye abide in me. Yes, you can't. There's nothing you can do. Everything begins by commitment to God. Praise the Lord. Except it abide in the vine.
nga oli ali munze.
No more ye, except ye abide in me.
Namwe temuyinza okujja konga musigande.
Yes, you can't.
Tosobola.
That's why people try to do things, they tie things and break, they tie things and they break.
Bantu shobola bageza kokola ninga byebasiba byebikutuka.
Yes. We cannot do anything.
Tosoba kola chintu chonna.
If we are not abiding.
Bobanga totula ngatobera.
He said, where I am, my servant must be.
Agamanti wendi no mudu wange wateko kubera.
Okay, so touch your chest.
Norecho kwata kuchifo bacho.
And ask this question.
Webuze kibuzo
chi. Where am I?
Ndi ruda wa.
Am I with him?
Ndi wa munaye.
But you see, some people can be around and not available.
Abantu basolo kubira nga betololera oninga tebaliwo.
Yes, possible.
Chisoboka.
You are in the church.
Muntu ngali awu mukanisa.
But are you available for God?
Naye wo oli okozesebwa Katonda.
Some people can be around for some time.
Abantu babira nga betololera okumala ekiseera.
But not available.
Ninga tebaliwo.
He says, where I am, my servant must be.
Agamanti wendi no mudu wange wateko kubera.
My servant cannot be in a place where I am. I'm not.
Omudu wange tateko kubera mu kifo we siri.
Ask yourself.
Webuze.
Where am I?
Utindiru dawa.
Verse 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. We are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Again, you see, fruit. Fruit follows loyalty. Results follow loyalty. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And then fruit will come. Yes. Fruit will come. Results will come.
Ebivaamu ebirungi nakugoberera.
Be consistent.
Beera ng'okolanga ekyo bulijjo.
In following.
Mukugoberera.
In abiding.
Mukutula.
Praise the Lord.
Mukama ebazibwe.
So he says, much fruit.
Agamba ebibala bingi ddala.
There is much fruit.
Waliwo ebibala bingi ddala.
There is much fruit.
Waliwo ebibala bingi ddala.
I declare much fruit in our family in the name of Jesus. Nangirira
ebibala bingi mu maka
gaffe. I declare much fruit.
In
our family, in our generations, in Jesus' name.
Generations is a family in Jesus.
Much fruit. So we are not people to jump around. Jumping around. From this church to another, from this place to another. From this thought to another thought. No. We are single-minded. As a family, we are focused. We are not double-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. But we are not double-minded. We are steadfast. Immovable. Committed to the testimony and the work. So we are not jumping around. We are permanent. We are rooted. We are not double-minded. Oh yes. This is who we are. This is our DNA. Yes, we are consistent. Growing steadily. Growing steadily. Increasing steadily. Something powerful is happening. Oh yes. Something powerful is happening. Stay on the course. Stay on the course. Don't Don't move. Don't jump around. Don't come from one thought to another. Today you're saying one thing, and tomorrow you say another thing. No, we have a confession. Yes. We keep the confession. We don't change our confession. We keep the confession. Yes. We have a sight, a vision. And we see something. We know something. If you haven't seen it, walk with me. Yes, walk with me. You're going to see it. Be loyal. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, I'm inviting you. Just walk with me. You're going to see it. Praise the Lord. Loyalty to the work of God, to the ministry. Be sold out. Be ready. Committed in and out of season. Immovable. Steadfast. Praise the Lord. Keep the testimony and keep the work that is committed unto us. So we bring much fruit. He says, for without me ye can do nothing. We don't want to be people that do nothing. We want to be people that do great things. Powerful things. Mighty, great things. So we got to be in the Lord. We got to be in the Lord. Committed. Serving God. Loving God. In everything we do. Yes. All of us are in full-time ministry. No one of us is not in full-time ministry. You hear me? You follow? Yes. All of us are in full-time ministry. You wake up in the morning, you go to work. And the reason you go there is to expand the kingdom. You wake up in the morning, you go to school. The reason you go there is to expand the kingdom. All of us, we are required to serve. You know, that's why I'm teaching. I am empowering you to serve. I am equipping you for the work of ministry. All of us, we're in full-time ministry, serving the Lord. Your job, your education, whatever you do, your career, is a facilitation. God blesses you with what you have so that doors might be opened for you to enter spheres of influence and begin to share the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
So very soon we'll be sending missionaries. Yes. If you're a doctor, we send you to a place. You build a hospital. You build a church. You don't have to be a pastor. Just be a servant. And then things will happen. Yes. Just be where the Lord is. Teachers will plant churches. Doctors will plant churches. Lawyers will plant churches. Social workers will plant churches. Yes. Doing the work of the Lord, we are loyal, committed, serious with God. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the testimony you have committed to us and for the work you have committed to us. Lord, I thank you for this teaching. Let it go deep in our hearts. 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 We are rooted. We are permanent. Steadfast. Immovable. There is no complaining in our hearts. There is no fear in our hearts. There is no corruption in our hearts. We are clean, washed by the word. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Amen.